Hello and good evening. Welcome to our fourth class as we move along here, heading towards a big shift tonight and over the next few weeks. I've mentioned before that the energy is going to shift quite differently. By mid to late February. And everything we're doing now is in preparation for that shift so that we are cleared, we've cleared more of the old paradigm off of us, and we're ready to receive the influx of the new intelligence, the new earth. That's evolving and arising through the cosmos. We'll just pause here and start to settle in. So there is a lot of strong light coming in tonight. So it's important that we ground as well as we can. And there are a few things I want to go over about grounding to bring it into, excuse me, to bring it into alignment with what's being revealed through the planetary awakening. Allow yourself to soften your breath. Relax into our circle here. Allow yourself to sense your inner safety. Because that's really where it comes from. You do have a center of safety within you, which we've been learning to rely upon, to remember that it's there. When I say that, it's so funny, a lot of static goes off into the atmosphere. safety is so important. And if we don't know where to find it within ourselves, we kind of go into high anxiety, rushing around, looking for it, trying to figure out where it is, and wondering, why don't I have it and everyone else does? But it's been covered over for all of us. We haven't been taught about it. We haven't been encouraged to live within a safe consciousness. And yet, with what we've been doing in the circle, it has been awakening and revealing that safe center within. And so we just need reminders and a little bit of jiggling around to, release the cords from our exterior connections so that we can draw our energy inward. And we're really going against everything we've been trained to do, which is to look outward for security and safety instead of inward. And you've heard me refer to this as my rusty gate. It's kind of like it's like a creaking that occurs in my being when I have to take my attention from the external world and my energy streams and cords connecting to everything outside of me and begin to draw them in. And even if you're an introverted person, it doesn't matter. Your cords have been trained to extend out into the cultural conditioning sphere. So we take some time to respect that we're making a very big shift here, to draw our attention, our energy back from where we've connected to the exterior world. So the first phase of that is kind of a mental redirecting. And then a noticing of the emotional connections. And then the physical. So we can affect a bit of change and shift there using our mind and our intention. And then we have to shift into our grounding and our connection with Mother Earth and Father Sun, because the deeper tendrils are not going to release just with a mental intention. They're not going to release until they feel the safety of Mother Earth holding them and of Father Sun with warmth and light, embracing and generating a loving atmosphere with Mother Earth so that we feel held in the heart and the womb of pure love. So there's a little bit we can do with our mind, with our will, and then we have to shift into a deeper sense of safety that is beyond the social conditioning and which resonates with the soul level of our being, which is a completely different language and a very different experience. So take some more breaths and allow the body to relax as much as you can. Maybe now you can start to feel your seat on the chair. And maybe a few minutes ago you couldn't. And it's not just about thinking about your seat. It's actually the somatic experience of embodied sensing. not through the mind, but directly connected to the body. Give yourself time and space to settle into the lower part of your torso, your legs. And of course, have your feet on the floor and be sitting comfortably upright. Not leaning back, reclining, but upright. And then begin to notice any tension in the lower back and invite that to soften and release by re-inhabiting that area, allowing your energy and attention to softly enter there. See what that feels like to softly enter. Your physicalness and your energetic physicalness. See what that feels like. So you're not pushing with the mind. But you're settling, allowing. And as we relax into the base of the torso and then more deeply into the root chakra, so the root chakra is just a little bit lower than that lower back and where the tension is held across the sacral area and the hips, where we allow the tailbone to soften and release, and all the pelvic ligaments and muscles to soften. Then we can have access to the root chakra. We can't force ourselves in there without more trauma. And there is enough trauma in that root chakra just for having lived in this time on earth. The disconnection, the dissociation from the root of our being, from the great intelligence that resides in that root chakra, is the greatest trauma we can experience. And without sacred birth practices, It's rare that a child would be born connected to the flow of that Kundalini feminine goddess love and intelligence. I can just imagine myself coming into incarnation, going, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to be disconnected from the great goddess. But I guess that's going to be my experience, and I'm going to learn about that. And so, with great trepidation, I imagine I came into this world. My only saving grace was that I was accompanied by beautiful family of light beings that have always been with me, and that are actually with each one of you too, your family of light beings, star beings. That you separated from to enter into the individuation of material reality. For some reason, I was able to keep that consciousness, and maybe you have as well. Or maybe it'll wake up tonight through a deeper remembering. But relaxation of the body is the gateway. But true full relaxation only comes when we are connected to the root chakra. And that's why there's always a suggestion to invite the tailbone to soften and release. So this is where the source of wisdom of how to be in a body resides. That's the secret vault with all the information we need to transform the living experience into something miraculous. Versus something deadened. So there's great illuminated beings already here with us in the circle, working with each one of us. Your loving partners. In the ceremony tonight. We're always in a relationship with the luminous consciousness. It just sometimes gets clouded and we forget and we can't know or see it. There we go. So this is where the image of the lotus arises from, and why the Buddha is always portrayed as sitting on a lotus. And that lotus always has a root going deeper into the earth worlds. And then there's the expanded spheres around the Buddha images. You might pull one up and contemplate it, feeling it in your body. And that is someone or a being to revere, but as a resonance, a vibration that helps you realize that within yourself. We'll pause and let all this settle in. Now, the reason this is such a impactful ceremony tonight is the cosmic energies coming in are revealing and bringing up for release an even deeper level of old paradigm consciousness in order to release it back into the light to help complete the old paradigm within us and around us. And this has become apparent to me over the last couple of weeks in my individual sessions. This old paradigm, very dense, it's very dense energy has been coming up in many of the sessions to release and free us up. And it's not like anything I've seen before. I've never seen the density of energy like what's coming up now. I guess the way I would describe it is very dark and very dense. Not like obsidian, but maybe really stale old caramel that you'd be afraid to take a bite out of because it would break your teeth. That kind of density. And it's very thick. You don't know you have it. This is so subconscious and such a sub layer to the old paradigm base that we would not have been able to recognize it had not the cosmic energies moved along in a way that they brought it to the surface. It would have been way hidden. And at first I thought, huh, when I'm working with each of these people individually, I thought, oh my, they really have a lot of heavy energy. was my first thought. And I thought, oh, how are we going to clear all this? But then after I started seeing it in person after person, I realized that it was a planetary energy that is coming up to clear. And not just, there's no way one person could have created this much density in their lifetime. So it's not something to take personally, not something you did wrong, not something that is the sum total of everything you're ashamed of, everything you're afraid of, everything that you feel anxious about. It's like those are minuscule compared to this energy that's gonna start clearing off tonight. So it's not personal at all. Let's see, who
I
just
can feel it, Sarah.
can you? What does it feel
Yeah.
like to you, Penny?
It's awful.
Yep.
It's just the worst feeling in the whole world.
I'm
It's
sorry.
guilt, it's shame, it's awful.
Do you think this was contributing to the depression you were feeling? Like that this was starting to come up?
Yes.
And yeah, okay, good.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can identify it. That helps to free it up and free you up. So I apologize to everyone that we have to know about this, but the blessing tonight is that it's coming up to be cleared. And we should know about it. We should have, when you have clarity, you see everything. And you understand that there's this reciprocal nature. It's recyclable, reciprocal, and everything stays in flow to create an evolution of consciousness. And so, if you can train yourself to not be so afraid and allow yourself to see clearly. Usually, what we've been ashamed of, or feared, or anxious about will dissolve if we allow the energy to flow, if we allow that energy that comes up from Mother Earth and comes down from Father Sun and brings us into this reciprocal flow. If we can learn how to do that, that's the yin and yang symbol, the masculine and the feminine. And it's a practice to allow that to happen, especially when something is really triggering. But the more you practice, the better you get at it. I had a good practice session yesterday. I probably had one of the biggest triggering events of my lifetime yesterday, where an enormous amount of woundedness came up for clearing. And it works with time, with some patience. Penny, are you feeling that shifting in you?
Yes,
Okay,
yes,
good.
I am.
Good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Good. So that's what we've been practicing for a long time now. And this is when we need to put it into practice. But we're going to get a lot of help tonight. I want you to, oh, well, I just let me say one thing. When anything comes up that triggers you, Please try to return to your feet, seat, and allow it to move. Allow it to go into flow and see what happens. Be brave with that. Who is going to speak?
This is Carolyn.
Go ahead.
Over the last recently, last few days, I've been having a lot of like sensing of torture. And I used to have that, like in the past, and it went away, and it's been coming up, and I'm wondering if that is also part of it, the darkness.
It's a layer we just, it was been hidden. But yeah, that would be part of it. Anyone else? Okay. So there's so much light coming into the circle here, and it's breaking up. It's coming through the center of that density. So the density is the collective density here. And it's not just our circle, it's the planetary density too. So let's feel the calf muscles, the ankles and the feet, and the tailbone. Breathing, sensing. Yeah, Carolyn, you're feeling the whole planetary torture. It's not personal. That's what I felt when I 35 years ago, 38 years ago, when Ken and I drove into Santa Fe and had to leave so fast. We drove into Santa Fe. We stopped at one of those fast food taco places so I could run in and go to the bathroom. And I came out, and after experiencing that torture frequency, I said to Ken, "We have to get out of here." We didn't even stay in Santa Fe. But that frequency is part of this old paradigm energy that is being freed up. So whether it's this lifetime, past lifetimes, other dimensions, the experience of the wounds has created an enormous density that we are clearing. So you can think of yourselves as cosmic beings, as universal beings tonight, rather than personal, because this is more of a universal ceremony tonight. Last week, some of you got a very nice taste of what it felt like to have this heaviness lifted off of you and feel like a spring chicken again, fresh, young, unencumbered. And that's what we'll feel as this chunk of stuff starts to clear off us and the planet. Feel your feet, feel the energy connecting with Mother Earth. So we are honoring and connecting with Mother Earth. somatically, vibrationally. Allowing the energies to surround us, to fill our sphere, our energetic sphere, with circulation, love, light, higher frequency, in a grounded safety. We're meant to live in her heart. You have permission, you're invited to live in her heart 24/7. That is the original plan for humanity. And we connect with the spirit of the water, the flow of living energy. Originating miraculously. Who knows where the origin of water came from? Who is that spirit of the water? The intelligent being that knows how to bring to life anything that is not alive. And bring it to life. Spirit of water partners with Mother Earth as creation energy in the material world. And you are made of Mother Earth and the goddess of water. And allow the sense of organization and structure that can guide and contain the creation energies, alchemically bringing to life human beings. And we connect with the spirit of fire, of light. The luminous force of wisdom. The light in your belly, in your heart, and your mind. Not forming a mental structure. But a luminous intelligence, which is very different than a mental construct. Allow yourself to sense luminous intelligence and the difference between when your mind wants to form a construct versus the feeling of an overall luminous intelligence and wisdom. And this is where we begin really breaking up that density. Can you feel the difference where the mind wants to create, and it's very rigid what the mind creates, compared to radiance? And allow the radiance in your cells to have space to emanate light. And feel how that's breaking up density in your being. And how there's an urge to have more spaciousness, less rigidity, more luminance, less darkness. When we can allow this radiance to open up and pervade our being, the light reveals the family of illuminated beings. That we are in relationship to. There's a very powerful, luminous being in the center of our circle now. It is opening up a loving relational consciousness. So that our cells come into coherent relationship. Helping to restore our bodies. Bringing coherence and the cells in relational sentience with each other. So, this relational sentience has a knowing, how it's supposed to harmonize and exist within the whole system. It knows. And we can tell that from the density that builds up through the heavy energies, that that relational sentience gets clouded over and our cellular structure becomes disturbed, disjointed. Distorted. And now we're giving space to the sentience. To find its most harmonious relationship on a cellular level. I know you want to peek with the mind, but you won't see what's going on with the mind. So give space to allow this, even though mentally you may not know what's happening, but possibly you would have a knowing or a sense of the elation that the cells are feeling. To be allowed to follow their innate wisdom and be free from encumberment. Just imagine all the heavy thoughts we've encumbered ourselves with. And we're allowing those to dissolve now. There's a happy dance going on in ourselves. And don't try to measure your discomfort or whether you're feeling better about something. Don't try to mentally interfere here. We're trying to stay away from any kind of thought form and allow that spacious radiance to dance through our system. And all that heaviness, the encumberment is being lifted into the light, returned to its light source. Recycled. The levels of shame and anxiety and depression that have been part of an integral part of the disempowering frequency of the old paradigm. That hypnotic spell is being broken up. And thoughts and emotions and feelings are substance on the energetic level. And they need to be returned to the light to be completed. Don't pick out any thoughts. Don't mentally try to return anything that you wish to get rid of to the light. You're engaging your mind instead of allowing the intelligence to guide this. If there's pressure in your head, come on down to the seat and feet. It means the mind is getting engaged. And the cranial bones are getting contorted. There's a need to trust the process. And that comes after you've experienced the shift that occurs enough times that you can start trusting it. Drop back down again. There is a strong pressure in the head, coming from too much mental engagement. Allow yourself to go towards sleep or just kind of space out instead of working with the mind. It's interesting because it seems like the men in the group are having more mental orientation. So let's work with that a little bit here. Become present to the interior third eye, the actual chakra there. And allow that chakra to become radiant, spherical radiance, not directional. Still too much mental involvement. It's a sensing. Now bring your awareness to the throat center. Allowing that to become radiant spherically. And then to the heart center. So this is not your personal energy. This again is the planetary energy. The old wounds of aggression, violence that have ingrained themselves in our bodies, lack of safety. This was not a safe period of time, the last couple thousand years. Relax into the heart. Trust that the energy will start to break this up. Begin to sense the third chakra, just above the navel, just below the diaphragm. I'm sorry, this is so much wounding coming up for clearing. Here we go. Good. And then we come down to the second chakra, just below the navel. And again, sensing the feet and the calf muscles and the tailbone. There we go. This is breaking up the energy, that thick, dense energy. We're going to stay at that second chakra for a little bit here. There we go. And then we come back down to the root chakra. And the intelligence and wisdom of the chakra is now allowing the structure of our being to disassemble and reassemble. This is very dimensional. So just don't try to picture it. You're living it. There. And now the helping spirits are there removing even a deeper core that we can't get to. But it's like doing surgery, like open heart surgery or removing an organ. It's the helping spirits are removing this core That was the frequency of the old paradigm. And by removing it, it looks like a dense rock. By removing it, it's like opening up, taking a lid off of the Kundalini, the light, the intelligence, and the root chakra. There's no way you can touch this with your mind or even necessarily feel it. You'll feel the effect of it. But this is so deep in the consciousness that it would have to be revealed to you. If you're feeling the pressure in the head, allow the flow. Step back from the pressing. Invite your cranial bones to shift. Ask the helping spirits to adjust those bones so you don't have pressure in your head. And then get out of the way, coming back down to your feet. Okay, so the surgery and the ceremony was just completed. Make sure you keep your feet flat on the ground, even if you feel like crossing them. And become aware of your breath. Not with your mind, but sensing and feeling it. If you're having trouble releasing the mental, I would suggest practicing grounding every single day. That's the practice that would help free up that pattern. Okay, so let's collect how.